Anthony McGill is principal clarinetist of the New York Philharmonic. With his brother DeMar, the principal flutist of Seattle Symphony, they have released a CD, Winged Creatures, performed with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. And Mr. McGill joins me from Dubway Studios today. Welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You and your brother DeMar both grew up and played in the Chicago Youth Symphony. Tell me about that experience and how important it was in getting your careers started.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. My brother's 4 years older than me, and he had been in the youth orchestra for a few years. And I was like a seventh or eighth grader, and I auditioned for the orchestra, and somehow they let me in. They let me tag along with the high schoolers in the youth orchestra. And it was a really special time because, you know, this is at the very beginning of my life as a musician and career. And I didn't know I was going to have a career at this point, but it gave me the opportunity and it gave my brother the opportunity to play with a group that was really high level, the Chicago Youth Symphony. They gave international tours. Every week we met for like 3 hours of rehearsal, intense rehearsals, and we had, you know, two or three big concerts at Orchestra Hall in Chicago growing up. So as a young kid from the south side of Chicago, who was basically just started with classical music, my brother and I, out of nowhere, to get this opportunity to play this music and to just learn at the highest level playing in the Chicago Youth Symphony was really, really amazing.
And I should say that you seem committed to furthering music education for kids, and I guess you go back fairly regularly to play in Chicago, would that be right?
Yeah, we managed to go back there quite often, almost every year, to do some work with our old school, the Merritt School of Music, which is a community music program, Saturday program that I really believe in and love, and to also work with the youth orchestra, so sometimes giving coachings and other times playing with them, like in this case. So it's a very small, supportive family of music organizations in Chicago. We wouldn't be where we are, who we are, if it weren't for some of these great music education organizations in Chicago. So it's really, really cool to be able to go back and give back and play with them again.
The CD Winged Creatures includes a piece by Franz Donzi, who's well known for his writing for winds, the Sinfonia Concertante for flute, clarinet, and orchestra, and a Tarantelle by Saint-Saëns, but it includes two world premieres, one by Joel Puckett, the concerto duo, and the title piece, Winged Creatures, by Michael Abels. How did those premieres come about?
We were working with CD Records label, and they pride themselves on really supporting new composers and oftentimes Chicago-based composers because they're based out of Chicago. And so whatever the connections are, they like to bring it home, you know. And so my brother and I, of course, playing on this album brings that together. The Chicago Youth Symphony, of course, brings that together. So the first piece, the concerto duo piece, was commissioned by the Chicago Youth Symphony a few years before this album was made. And so we performed it with the youth orchestra then. And so we were thinking, what's going to be our next recording project with CD? And Jim Ginsberg, the founder of the company, suggested Michael Abels, the other composer on the album. And he graciously agreed to do it. And Joel and I were colleagues at the Peabody Conservatory when I used to teach there, Joel Puckett, the composer of the other piece. And he was also friends and the composer in residence with the youth orchestra a few years ago. So there were all these kind of Chicago connections. And that's kind of how it all came together. And everyone agreed to take part in it. So it's a really cool, special project that I think came out wonderfully. We recorded it over 2 full days in Chicago after performing a concert of it on the same stage. And so it was a really, really awesome event that led to this creation of this beautiful, beautiful album.
And what an incredible opportunity for the musicians in the orchestra, the young musicians, to go through a professional recording process like that.
Oh, yeah, that's really amazing to think that this was their first opportunity to do a really professional recording. I didn't do my first professional recording until I was in my 20s, you know, recording with the Cincinnati Symphony, my first orchestra job, and then to do with a great private label like CD, that happened 10 years later in my 30s. So to get this opportunity to see what it's like, and when even major orchestras aren't recording that much anymore, was really awesome, a great opportunity for them, and they did so they were so amazing. It's grueling to record these projects and takes and the comments and the trying to get the accuracy and everything. And the works are not easy at all.
I was going to say that. It doesn't seem like the composing was dumbed down for this group at all. These are some very complex works.
Yeah, they really are. And frankly, even for the older works, there aren't that many professional recordings done of them. And these are going to be some of the most professional recordings as far as the quality of the orchestra. And to do the performances that they did in the way they did it is pretty inspiring for us to be able to go back and hear them and work with them. And the level is so high. I think the level was very good when we were kids, but the level is so much higher now for young players. There's so much work that goes into being a musician, even at the youngest age nowadays. And they did a wonderful job. I think everyone who listens to the album will be able to hear that the quality of the playing is fantastic. And the pieces are really challenging, but also really beautiful.
Was there a lot of back and forth between you and your brother and the two composers, Michael Abels and Joel Puckett, in the writing of the works?
Actually, our connection with the writing of the work was very free. We gave both composers complete freedom and license to do whatever they wanted, as long as it involved a flute and a clarinet and an orchestra. So they had total freedom. And what they did was really interesting, because my brother and I both think that they wrote beautifully for us. And it's not just for the instruments per se, but we felt like they were writing for our voices, our unique voices on the instruments, and because we relate to the pieces emotionally so much. That doesn't always happen, but somehow it's not like we met with them or talked with them for long periods of time so they got an idea of what we wanted and what we liked and what kind of musicians we were, but I feel like both pieces, they spoke to us. They found a way to like use our voices, and so it felt like working with an old friend and coming to a piece where we were familiar with it, even though it was brand new. And I think it's pretty amazing stuff that happens sometimes when you let the composer just do what they do well.
And how cool to be able to put your stamp artistically and emotionally on a piece for the world premiere. It's just
exactly
incredible.
Exactly.
Anthony McGill joined me today. Damar and Anthony McGill have released Winged Creatures on CD Records with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. Mr. McGill, thank you so much, and best of luck, of course, ongoing with your career, and hopefully we'll see you again in New Mexico soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for your time.